Hello there. Welcome to the Youthful and Useful podcast by Leap Africa. My name is Joy Igbinedion and I will be your host for today. As promised in our last podcast, we have been cooking up some exciting things for you and we really cannot wait to share it all with you. We are super pumped to be back. And if this is your first time listening to our podcast, thank you for joining us today. Welcome to the Youthful and Useful podcast. You know, it is often said that children are the leaders of tomorrow. And honestly, in our generation, it has felt like, please, when will this tomorrow come? Because we've been waiting for tomorrow for so long. But truth is, young people have an important role to play in ensuring that the Africa of our dreams becomes a reality. And because of this, you know, it has become very crucial to us at Leap Africa that we bear the responsibility of leading the change that we want to see. We are on a mission to inspire, to empower, and to equip a new cadre of African leaders that will transform the continent. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is why we are here. So once again, you are welcome. On today's episode, we will be discussing a topic that is both interesting and pivotal to the actualization of the transformation that we all want. You know, young people often talk about how passionate they are about different things, from fashion to music, art, technology, leadership, and in very recent times, politics. It is great to identify what one is passionate about, but how do we really harness that passion and create magic with it? Today, we are talking about turning passion into innovation for social impact. And joining me in taking this conversation further is Isaac Success, a man who is an epitome of turning passion into innovation for social impact. He is the founder of Dreams from the Slum Empowerment Initiative. But before we dive into it, let us listen to what young people in Lagos, Nigeria have to say about their passion.
Well, I'm very passionate about education and making quality education accessible to people irrespective of age, gender, background, and social status. I started an organization when I was 18 years old. I started Ambassadors of Africa and launched the project A Students to support secondary school students in rural communities with career counseling, donating school bags and stationery to them. Graduated to doing more around teacher trainings. Then I currently work in higher education, supporting people to accessing education at different levels and also providing access to training for recent graduates, for core members and those who are moving on to their postgraduate studies in terms of counseling, in terms of support, and also consulting for universities supporting them.
I stay in Ogudu, and Ogudu does not have water. Like, the water is bad. So you have to dig water like far away from your house, and it is really, really expensive. If I could pitch something to the government, to the local government chairman, to somebody in my area, I think what I'll tell them to do is they should create government taps, like government water. Water from the government is running and, you know, it's free. The only thing you're doing is you're pumping into your house.
So I think for me, one thing I'm really passionate about is seeing people make smart financial decisions, right, and utilizing their finances better. So recently, I even had a training session in my workplace where I had a training session on, you know, managing your wealth and your personal finances better.
I am passionate about human empowerment. I believe so much in the human capital of the Nigerian youth, and I feel there should be more affordable business hubs where youth can practicalize and hone their skills. So not just fixing online physical classes and talking all through, and then there is no hub where students or youths can come sit and actually learn these things.
There's so much going on around. People are going through a lot, mostly financial supports, and it's been a huge struggle. I mean, I literally see people struggle every day. So what I do generally is that, so when someone comes with a need, I speak to a couple of friends and see how we put money together to help them.
Welcome back, guys. It is always refreshing to feel the pulse of people on topical issues like this. It is good to know that many young people are passionate about development in their communities. But then how can we turn this passion into innovation for social impact? Well, as I mentioned earlier, joining me on the show today is the founder of Dreams from the Slum Empowerment Initiative, Isaac Success. Isaac, you are welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
Indeed, it is an absolute pleasure to have you on the show today. All right. Very quickly, I'd like for you to introduce yourself to our listeners before we dive into today's conversation.
Okay. Yeah. So my name is Isaac Success Omoyede. I am a social activist and a child advocate. Privileged to be the founder of Dreams from the Slum Empowerment Initiative, which is an initiative that is committed to making the dreams of people living in the slum to become a reality. And we achieve it using education, empowerment, and mentorship. So this is just what I actually do. And Isaac, as an individual, is someone that is passionate about the Sustainable Development Goals. And I personally adopted Goal 4, which is for quality education. So I try to ensure that I reduce the high number of children that are out of school in my community. Then also Goal 1, which is no poverty. So what I do strategically is to see how we could solve the problem of poverty using empowerment as a tool. So all of these that I'm passionate about, the Goal 4 and Goal 1, is part of what we use as our tools through Dreams from the Slum Empowerment Initiative. Yes.
Fantastic. I love it. That is such a well-rounded introduction. So without further ado, let's delve into this matter. In your opinion, Isaac, who can we say a social innovator is?
Okay, so a social innovator, in my own definition, is someone that solves social problems with creativity, that thinks outside of the box.
I really like that definition because innovation is creativity in action. But how does one then become a social innovator?
The first question to ask is, what is your pain? What is it that you do not like? Whatever you don't like that you're uncomfortable with is your pain. So what is your pain? So it is that pain that will now be turned into a passion, because what you don't like will be something you want to see, you want to change. So you can turn that pain into a passion. So one of the steps of being a social innovator is having this insatiable hunger to actually change things. So you have a pain. So how can that pain, that pain stands for a kind of challenges. So that is how that pain, you now think of the problem you want to solve from that pain. So you would think of strategies, you would actually think outside of the box, come up with ways at which you could solve such problems. So first, it actually starts from that individual identifying your pain point, that challenge, that thing you don't just like. For me, my own pain was the fact that I don't like to see children being out of school when they are meant to be in school. I don't like to see children hungry. I don't like it. So I'm passionate about ensuring that people don't go to bed hungry. I'm passionate about ensuring that every child gets an education. So I turn my pain into a passion. It is important for us to identify that pain point first. Then we will now think of innovative ways of which you would use to offer solution.
The first step to becoming a social innovator is identifying one's pain point. Interesting. You know, now let's talk about you, Isaac. How did you convert your passion for children and humanity, really, into innovation for social impact?
Okay. So for me, I actually dropped out of school a certain time. I also experienced not actually going to school with food. I was going to school on empty stomach. It affected me, gave me low self-esteem. It was a pain. A child that goes to school without food might not be able to cope well in the classrooms. that was just like a challenge for me. And my experience growing up was what triggered me. So I identify my pain. Okay, this is what I don't like. Okay, now what is now the solution to it? What would bring me joy? So those were the kind of questions I was asking myself. Those were what I was having, that kind of conversation with myself. What can I do? Because I actually didn't want kids, other people out there, to experience, to actually go through similar stops that I went through. So it was more like an experience I never wanted any other person to pass through. Innovators are thinkers. For you to innovate, for you to come up with a solution, a creative solution, you should be able to think. Think outside of the box. Think why. You should open your mind to ideas. So I was thinking, okay, what can I do? So I said, how can I turn into an innovation that's a solution? So innovation here is solution. So how can I turn this passion? How can I get a solution out of it? How can I innovate? How can I bring something? How can I get a result out of it? And that was how the idea came for me to see how I could reduce the high number of children that are out of school, reduce hunger. So I work more in reducing poverty and high number of out of school children. So it was based on my personal experience and it was a pain point. So I itemized the solutions. Can I adopt children to actually go back into school? So that was how I was able to form my passion into innovation for social impact. You know, let's add a school. Children will have food, they will have everything. So as I am running a tuition in school, I also decided, you know what, let's empower women because these children will actually go home. They will go back home hungry. Yes, we actually give them food in school. So that was how I was able to turn my passion into innovation.
Very impressive. Innovators are thinkers. You must think outside the box. So Isaac, let me ask you this. Why do you think it is necessary for young people to get involved?
Now, the society we actually live in needs love. Oftentimes people say a whole lot that the country is bad, you know, it is a worldwide challenge. Everywhere, all over the world, there is high in the cost of goods and services. Everywhere, all over the world, there are challenges. It's actually not only in my local community we have children going to bed hungry. It's not only in my local community we have children that are out of school. 1 in 10 community has children that do not go to school. So the world needs love and the world needs more goodness. So this is why this work is very important. Turning your passion into social impact, adding value, touching lives, doing, you know, affecting people positively. The importance of turning one's passion into social impact cannot be overemphasized. Aside the fact that organization has their corporate social responsibility, it is also important that even as individual, we should have our personal social responsibility, that is PSR. So to see how we could also add value to others, because the world is in need of love.
There was something you said just now, Isaac, that stood out to me. Personal social responsibility. I know a lot of us are familiar with corporate social responsibility, but it goes beyond that. You and I need to get involved because our world needs all the love it can get. Wow. Thank you for that, Isaac. Thank you. Now, having said all these, right, what are the challenges to expect on the journey to social impact?
Yeah. On your journey to making social impact, you should know that it's not everyone that would accept your idea. It's not everyone that would buy into your idea. It's not everyone that will appreciate your idea. It's not everyone that will welcome your idea. It's not everyone that will support your idea. But hold on to it. Keep on keeping on. You get, it will take time, but with time, the idea will stand the test of time. I remember, you know, I entered my innovation into a particular contest that was about 2 years ago. Did I say 2 years ago? 4 years ago, before the COVID. And it wasn't accepted. 4 years ago, we were not as big as we are now. We were still striving, you know, but guess what? This year,
the same innovation that was not accepted was accepted by the same persons. Why? Because now we are not even more experienced. When I looked at what I entered last year, because I didn't enter for the challenge for this year, but they had us on their archive. And I read everything, I was like, this is not even up to what we actually do now. I was ashamed of myself, but it was still the same thing that was approved for this year. And I didn't even, you know, I wasn't even expecting it. So what am I trying to say? What you give time, we actually stand the test of time. You know, so you should not accept your innovation, your idea, your concept may not be approved now, but just give it time. You know, it's not everyone that will accept it. You might enter for different challenge to say I can scale up. You might not get through. You know, you might not get the needed support. You might not get the grant. You might not even get the support, but just hold on to it. You know, keep on keeping on, and I bet you, the idea, the innovation will stand the test of time.
Very true. Very, very true. Your ideas may not be accepted now, but give it time. Keep pushing and continue to put in the work. This has been a very insightful conversation. You know, but what does all this mean for Africa? Honestly, what does turning passion into innovation for social impact mean for Africa?
You know, Africa can only be built by Africans. And so the solutions to Africa's biggest challenge lies within us. And one of the ways that we can solve the pressing demands or the needs or the challenges is through social innovation. And everyone and anyone can think, so everyone and anyone can be innovative. As long as we can think outside of the box, we can also think like there is no box at all. So it's actually in our hands to make a difference. And the time for us to make that difference wasn't yesterday, or it's actually not tomorrow. The time is now. So this is why everyone has to get involved to ensure that they will turn their passion into innovation so that they can make social impact. And that way, I strongly believe that, you know, we would have better communities.
The time to make a difference is now. The future is now. You know, that future that they have been telling us, children are the leaders of tomorrow, that tomorrow is now. The time to make a difference is now. Thank you so much, Isaac. You know, but before I let you go, right, do you have any last words, any final words for us before we wrap this up?
Okay, so it's actually simple. If you find your place, everything will fall in place for you, and you will become the master of that place. So it's very important for us as young Africans to find that place. And that place is a place of passion. That place is our pain point, so that we would be able to make social impact. Thank you.
Amazing. Just in case you missed it, Isaac said, if you find your place, everything will fall in place for you, and you will become the master of that place. Thank you so much, Isaac, for joining us on the show today. Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you do a lot more great work through Dreams from the Slum Empowerment Initiative. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much.
And with that, we have come to the end of today's edition of the Youthful and Useful Podcast. For questions, feedback, or recommendations, please send your inquiries to comms@lipafrica.org or info@lipafrica.org. You can also send a DM to any of our social media platforms. And remember to follow us at Lip Africa on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. I hope you had a fantastic time, because it was an absolute pleasure being your host today. Till we meet again next time on the show, stay youthful and useful.